Hello, everyone, and welcome to Unapologetic Girl Talk with
Angela
and Shan.
On today's show, we'll be talking about first dates. We'll discuss some of our do's and don'ts planning, how it affects the way we view dating now and when we first started dating.
So you definitely want to tune in today. We have a lot to discuss on today's episode.
Right. So, I think dating is something that we are talking about a whole lot, like on multiple platforms. I see so much about dating, and I'm really interested in see how dating would change with everything that's going on, especially, you know, due to the social distancing and the different areas we're actually able to have access to. So, you know, you kind of got to get creative with dating right now. So that should be interesting, and we're going to discuss all of that tonight.
Yes. So how was your week? How's your week going so far, Angela?
So far, so good. This is National Nurses Week, so my week has been pretty good. People acting real friendly. Shan even gave me a Starbucks gift card, and I adore Starbucks. So, I'm having a great week. It's been super busy, nonetheless, but a great week. How about yours?
Oh, I've been having an amazing week. I'm so happy that school is almost over with, because, you know, that could be crazy, doing that and working. Yeah, I need that little break in between, you know. So other than that, everything's been great. Still been rocking and rolling,
right,
and doing everything like normal.
Good. Oh, and not to mention, we also started a new book this week. LaShanta, tell us about the book that we started that we will later discuss on the show. So that way our listeners can also grab the book before, you know, we get to that episode where we start discussing the things that we read.
Yes, definitely. We purchased Pastor Michael Tighe's book, Relationship Goals. So he breaks down everything. Chapter one is already on fire. So I'm looking forward to finishing this book. And it also comes with a study guide. So definitely, definitely look into that, because this is a very interesting book.
I will agree. I started reading yesterday, so I'm only in chapter two as of today. I've been telling myself I'm going to do a chapter a day. However, it's like really, really good, and I kind of don't want to put it down, but I don't want to get too far ahead and forget everything. But when I read, I kind of do take notes and everything as well, just to make sure that I'm fully getting, you know, the substance of the book. But so far, so good. Pastor Todd really spoke a good word, even in his sermon as well.
How did you just get the book and you passed me up already?
I don't know. I'm not really sure. Maybe you're not focused. You need to get focused.
I am focused. I'm focused. But, I mean, this book is so good. I really want to just sit there and read the whole thing, but like you said, I will forget, and then I'll have to go back and skim through the pages to remember what I read. So
exactly.
I'm definitely looking forward to discussing this book.
Also, with weekend plans, you know, it's Mother's Day weekend coming up, and we are both mothers, and
yes,
we both
happy
have mothers.
Mother's Day. You know, shout out to all the moms out there.
Mother's Day plans over there.
No, not really. I mean, I still have to take exams this weekend, so nothing really. Probably, you know, dinner or something, but nothing major. Just hang out with family. That's it.
Well, I mean, of course, I'll be at dinner at my mom's, because that's what I do. I love a free meal. And I'm going to give her a gift, too, so it's not just a free meal. And, you know, that's how to be about it. You know, be outside, hang out a little bit, because there's not a whole lot of anything else to do.
You going to have your church outfit
that'll be
ready?
It for the most part.
You
going to
have your church
question? My who?
Your church outfit ready? Saturday night.
As a matter of fact, I will not, because, you know, I don't like to get dressed. If anybody truly knows me, knows that I really don't like getting dressed. It is such a tedious process for me. I literally, anytime I get dressed, I actually show up somewhere. Trust and believe, I got dressed at least 3 times before I decided to wear the first thing I had on anyway. Like, I don't know what my problem is, but I have to get dressed at least 3 times, do 6 dance moves, and then determine that I'm not going to wear it.
But you know what? It doesn't take you a long time to figure out what you're going to wear. You've always been
like
that.
I don't like to get dressed. So pajamas, it is. No, I at least have on some decent looking loungewear. I buy the nicest of nice loungewear. I'm presentable and comfortable as I come to eat up your groceries.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah,
like the food groceries, not the other groceries that Amorian and them was talking about a couple of years back, not them groceries.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You, everybody remember that song, Don't Even Play.
Yeah.
With Chris Brown. You know you remember if Chris Brown was in it.
Hey. Yes, that is, you know, that's safe. You know, we've been through a lot together. But, you know, he has
grown. If you're out there, I have nothing to do with that. Please don't sue us.
Anyway.
So wait. I got a question though.
Mm-hmm.
Being that your son is, you know, not like, you know, working or anything like that because he's underage, do you expect a gift from him?
Yes, I already told him, do not write me, do not get construction paper and write on there and give me a card. You're old, too old for that. You get allowance.
What?
You get allowance.
Now, that's just ungrateful.
You get allowance?
That's just
ungrateful. It's my special day, and I want my gift. Want my gift? You're going to either buy me something, or you're going to do a lot of chores, but I want something.
No, I kind of like the little homemade cards. They be so cute when they actually put some thought into them. But them little dusty ones, that's when I be like, that's why you look like your daddy.
No, I don't want that. I'm sorry. I'm over that. I spent a lot of dollars on the holidays.
Well, son, if you're listening, please call Auntie Angela if you need a little couple dollars. Get your mama something. Because clearly, you better get this on. Dang,
I'll send them right down. I'll send them down.
Let's go. We're going to buy you one lip gloss.
Yeah, I'll take it. You know, I will. Give it to me.
I bet you.
As long as it's not that homemade card. So you don't expect
anybody who's listening, I want y'all to save that. You know, save that little thought for later. Is a homemade card not acceptable at a certain age as a child who's unemployed? Unemployed.
Congrats.
You hear me?
You get allowance.
See, that's another topic right there, teaching our children about financial responsibility.
Mm-hmm. Teach them early. Teach them, yeah. I mean, he knows. He understands the value of a dollar, so he knows. I don't want to see no crayons this year, okay?
I get it.
Yeah. You don't expect a gift?
Or
you just want that
whole
card?
Honestly, I really don't expect a gift, but my mama really do be looking out, and she makes sure my son get me something every year, even if it's just cards and flowers. But every year I do get something. Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
good.
I know, right? All right, so we're about to take a quick little music break, and we'll be right back.
If he don't deserve it, blew a bag on that cause he know I'm worth it. Maybelline cover girl for certain, and my body on point, they be like, who's just searching? Turns out, I'm never in a drought, and from what these say, I look better in person. I'm already getting used to the lurking, man, these can't stop, they the regular version. Whips German, coins I earned them. Baby daddy, I'm still curving. $100,000 car just to slam the doors in. Made him quit the drink cause it was filling up his organ. Sack like future, but they say they want a Lauren. The irony, huh? Quit trying me. Okay, take me out the Barneys if you proud of me. I like baguettes, I like the text boy if you drowning me. I'm not f***ing on if he don't deserve it. Blew a bag on that cause he know I'm worth it. Maybelline cover girl for certain. And my body on point, they be like, who's just searching? True story, you broke for me. I've been counting hundreds ever since I was a shorty. I get to the money and you know it's mandatory. Asking for my time when you know you can't afford it. I'ma spend his money, I'ma save mine. Cause I'ma bail him out if he do jail time. Or empty out the safe if he ain't worth the wait. Cause I'ma get mine or do him real slime. I promise you gon' love it, I'll be worth the chase. Cause I could be the drinker to your Kevin Gates. He tryna fuck me raw, we on a second date. He got these bitches thirst, but I just can't relate.
Spend that bag for real. Spend that bag if you love me. I got 10,000 bitches wanna feel this. But you can only get it if you're lucky.
I'm not f***ing on if he don't deserve it. Blew a bag on that cause he know I'm worth it. Maybelline cover girl for certain. And my body on point, they be like, who's just searching? True story, you broke for me. I've been counting hundreds ever since I was a shorty. I get to the money and you know it's mandatory. Asking for my time when you know you can't afford it.
She feeling for d***ing about all of that she be hollering about. Sip Drake on the weekend and roll up a sweet and put on some Netflix and vibe out. Let's turn up a bottle, shawty your model, she on that freaky sh. I like when she wobble, come for throttle, she know I came to hit. It's about 3 a.m, shawty know I'm the truth. I'm full of that liquor, she full of swish, she set the mood. It's about that time, relax and unwind, jump on it and groove. She feeling the vibe, I'm gripping the thighs, I'm guiding the truth. Bottles popping, cush aroma. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free. Bottles popping, cush aroma. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free.
It's like 3 a.m. We been f***ing, we like 3 days in. I got a whip, but she don't need no child. The way it's going, we gon' need more loud. Taking shots at 1942, ooh. I ain't tryna watch Netflix, roll cool. I'm tryna eat up on your body like soul food. I got 100 rounds in me and my gun do. I got my thumb in up, cause that's what she like when we f***. Yeah, she tryna eat the d*** up. I swear I turned the bitch up. She riding like Megan Thee Stallion. Like a prey, she keep me up. She said it's just be wildin'. But when I call, she pull up.
Bottles poppin', cush aroma. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free. Bottles popping, cush aroma. I just need you next to me, no pressure, babe. I'm not too far away, I need your company. Girl, let me ease your mind and let me set you free. Yeah.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Unapologetic Girl Talk.
Angela.
And Shan. Okay, so like we said earlier, we're talking about dating 101. So we're just going to get right into it. So everybody's been quarantined, and I know it's like very hard to date right now. So we're going to start from the beginning. So, Ms. Angela.
Yes.
How old were you when you first started dating, Ms. Ma'am?
How old are you in like the seventh, eighth grade? I think I was in seventh grade. How old are you in seventh grade?
Seventh grade. What? That's like 13?
Like 14, 13, 12?
Something 13. Like that.
I don't know. Well, I'm not even sure if it was a date. I'm just going to constitute it as a date because that was my first time I went somewhere with a guy. So that's a date.
Oh, yeah.
That and that's date. That on that. Okay.
Oh,
so
okay.
Let me tell y'all about my first date. I'm going to tell y'all about my little first date or whatever. Okay. Mm-hmm. So my first date was, I think I had to be literally in the seventh or eighth grade, and we went to the skating rink. We went to the Z. Z on the southwest side of Houston, Texas. Everybody know about the Z. And this was a date because we basically even spent the night together because it was a lock-in. And if you're from Houston, the southwest side, you've been to a lock-in at the Z. Okay, so a lock-in is basically your mama drop you off literally at 6 p.m. at the skating rink. And at midnight, some people leave, and then some people pay to stay the entire time, which is, you know, another 6 hours. But you don't leave out until 6 o'clock in the morning. And it's called
a lock-in because after midnight,
they lock the door. No, actually, it sounds bad, but it's really not, because even churches have lock-ins. But they, you know, of course, they have chaperones. Yeah, they got chaperones. They got chaperones to make sure you ain't doing nothing that you ain't got no business doing. Plus, you know, like we all kind of innocent in a sense. Yeah, we innocent in a sense. So, you know, yeah, so we kind of spent our first date together like half a whole day. So I showed up at the skating rink and he had paid for me to get in. So, boop, we was fancy. Yes, girl.
Okay.
So I got my little skates, and I got speed skates because I'm really fancy. So that was an extra $3.
Hello.
So, you know, we get in there. We doing our little thing. You know, they play the little coaching song when you skate and hold hands and try not to fall.
Did y'all do a race,
really
race game?
No, I didn't ever participate in that type of stuff, but I feel that was pretty corny. Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
That was interesting.
That was it. He bought me some nachos and a soda.
A soda?
And it wasn't necessarily a double date. I'm not even sure it's a date no more now that I think about it, because my sister and my brother and my best friend was there too. But it was still a date because we didn't sit with them the whole time. We didn't sit with them. It's a date. I don't care what y'all say. It's a date.
It was a date. That's interesting.
For real. We really got to know each other after that. And we kind of dated a really long time after that. That was bae. Okay? That was bae. We had matching airbrush shirts the next time we went to the skating rink.
Lock
and if y'all didn't have matching airbrush shirts, y'all wasn't a real couple. Period.
Y'all hear that? If you didn't have those shirts, it wasn't it.
Y'all had to have matching airbrush shirts, period.
Okay.
This is not up for negotiation. Matching airbrush shirt. Matching airbrush shirt was equivalent to what changing your relationship status is on Facebook today.
Oh.
You better tell
them.
Shame the devil.
You better tell them.
Well, that's enough about me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
If you thought you were going to get out of this, go on and let me know. How old were you when you first started dating?
Okay. How old was I? I plead the fifth. No, I'm joking. Okay. I would have to say I was in the eighth grade. And
I'm mature.
Excuse have to say, well, what the school that I went to, most of the people look way older than what they were. So I could say that he kind of looked grown.
Wait, what?
He looked real grown. Mhm. Yeah. But anyway, so
my first.
You had a question?
No, thank you. Continue.
Okay, so my first date, it was really weird for me. And it was basically, you know, how the schools had those parties or whatever, the house parties, right? So we were invited to a house party, which I'm a loner, like I said on that last show. So a lot of people didn't really know who I was, but this person who took me on this date was well known. So
a house party,
girl.
This sounds like waiting to exhale when Robin and that man head went out. Go ahead.
Mind you, I'm in the eighth grade, okay? And I'm just country is all outdoors, okay? So we go to this house party. Mind you, I don't know anybody there but this person. So we go to this house party, and we get there. Of course, I don't like it because I don't know anybody there. So he's mingling around with his quote-unquote popular friends. And I actually saw someone that I had class with there. And we had the same class for, like, I think it was, like, third period. So I saw this other guy there, and I wasn't happy with the person that I was there with. So me and the other guy left.
Oh, you
we
had
actually... No, I'm not going to be somewhere where I'm uncomfortable. So I left with the person that I was comfortable with. Now, the person
that
I left with.
You went on two dates on your first date.
Hey, look.
So you're telling me you just get up on homie and burn off to a new date.
Dipped.
And
like
that was the right thing to do.
It was the perfect thing to do because I was uncomfortable. I'm not going to be anywhere that I'm uncomfortable.
Okay, did you tell your date that you was uncomfortable?
I did. He was the popular quote-unquote guy, so he didn't want to leave. So, and I wanted to leave, so I left.
Tell me that this don't sound like when Robin was at that party with that man with the vest, and she was like, I'm ready to go. And he was like, we just got here. Tell me that don't sound like that.
Hey, I'm just saying.
Oh, my bad.
I mean,
you're right.
We conversed. we went to good old Burger of the King. That's when I used to eat meat. I got the double cheeseburger. That's when it was 50 cents back then. And I was like, give me like $2
worth of burger. Big tricking.
He was like, order what you want. I was like, are these double cheeseburgers still 50 cents? They were like, yeah. I was like, can you give me like $2 worth of burgers?
Look at her saving that man money on the first date. That's the type of woman y'all need in y'all life, okay?
He cared about
your finances.
Mm-mm. Girl.
She did care about y'all finances. Never mind.
Nah, but really and truly, that was horrible. That was really horrible.
Who initiated the date between y'all? Like, did he ask you or you asked him? How did it come about?
He asked me.
The first date, not the second one. The first one.
He asked me.
Not the second or the first.
What about you? Who initiated? You initiated, didn't you?
No, as a matter of fact, I didn't because I used to be like shy and conservative. I know, right? Who thunk it? And yes, I said thunk it. So, and I don't know what happened. I just became this unapologetic free spirit, and I just say what I say, and that's just it now. But no, I didn't initiate today. He did, because he was like, this don't sound like trifling, y'all. So he was actually there the weekend before with this other chick. It was a regular night.
Mm.
He was kind of sitting.
Shut
your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah.
Judge yourself.
Hey.
So what happened was he was just sitting in the corner, and he had his hand around her shoulder, but he was watching me because I had my little Calvin Klein jeans on. So I had my little little 8th grade track booty sitting right. And
okay.
My little Calvin Klein shirt. Was it Calvin Klein? Yeah, it was Calvin Klein, but I thought I was super fancy. Right? Yeah. I thought I was super fancy. You hear me? So, so yeah, and then he had came and he had approached me, and that's when he initially caught me a little drink. He was like, let me get that for you. At this point, I'm starting to think he may have been, he might have been into some illegal activities at a young age, because ain't nobody mama giving them that many dollars to be tricking on nobody and no dogs on skating ring every weekend.
Hey, I need to look into that. He was saving his allowance.
You and this allowance,
to buy you
sis.
What you want.
Stop. You know what you're right.
You know, you used to get money.
You, yeah.
Chores.
But this is a real question, though. Like, how did your first date affect the way that you date now?
Because
you did mention
girl.
That, you know, you wasn't comfortable. You're not going to stay in a situation you're not comfortable. So how does that affect, like, you know, how you date now?
Yeah, well, young me, instead of, like, I going for that popular guy, getting the mix. You're going through a thorough screening. Like, I really, really pay attention to people now. Like, that made me really, really, really focus on how the people act around, say, their other friends or their family or even social media sometimes. I don't, like, if, like, the energy is off, it's a no for me. Even if you are approaching me, if the energy is off from jump, it's a no for me. I don't care if you, even if you're someone that I really, 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 really like, and the approach is off, the energy, the vibe, you know, match my energy. It's
you
got to
trust
them
vibes, though. Like,
yeah.
If the energy ain't right, it's probably dead from there. You got a real good point there. Real good point.
So it taught me that. What about you? How did your first date affect you?
You know, being that I just told y'all how he was basically there with another girl the week before, and then the next week it was my turn, even though we lasted a whole lot longer, it's probably because I put up with a whole bunch of foolishness. But that's neither here nor there. That's another story for another day. But it really changed the way I date, because the way you meet somebody also plays a big part in, you know, how y'all actually date. Like, how he approaches you, as you stated, you know, the energy, the vibe. Is he honest up front, you know? Because I'm pretty sure that he lied and told me old girl was, like, his cousin or some stupid shit, because everybody cousin. And we know that's a lie. So, you know.
But, yeah.
So,
yeah,
you know,
like,
I feel like all that is really necessary.
Yeah, like what you say about being honest. And honesty is, like, a really big deal. And people don't understand, like, some of us would prefer you to be honest with us and just let us decide what we want to do, if that makes sense. You know what I mean?
Right. Right.
So just be upfront.
Don't lie to me.
I mean,
let
that's
me know.
A chance you have to take when you're not being upfront, when you're being upfront. But the risk is you're telling me from jump, or you're telling them from jump, and they'll know.
Right.
So let them decide what they want to do to you, with you, or whatever. They're going to treat you accordingly. Let them decide. You don't decide for them.
Right, because I'd be really wanting to know if you got a girlfriend. So that way, if we on a date and somebody bop me in the back of my head, I know why I'm getting bopped in the back of my head, you know? But that's neither here nor there. We're not dating other people, men's, in 2020. And I said men with an S. I made it plural 2 times. And we're going to go right into our next music break, and we'll be back with more Unapologetic Girl Talk.
Unapologetic Girl Talk.
She feeling for d***ing about all of that. She be hollering up.
Familiar, I don't wanna do too much, but there's something about you that made me wanna give you my love. a J roll for me, an Airbnb in quarantine the whole summer, half black, half white, like a pair of new 11s, everybody say they love me, where's everybody at for though, no Wellin, 0-0 Wellin, no, upper echelon, big, big step of though, okay, get it together though, told me you was crazy, I put the soul in the episode, yeah, we all got scars, we all got cars, they ain't all got scars like us, but you don't really notice when you with us, a lot of girls show over they shoulder for a picture, a lot of girls show me who they are from who they isn't, a lot of girls don't know their potential, a lot of women toxic, a lot of women vicious, but you remind me of something different, let's get it.
Exhausted, I'm tired of love, fuck it, I don't need it. Got open wounds on my heart, I don't know how to treat it. I'm screaming, fuck love, cause love ain't never there when I need it. So I gotta open up, this is me, my heart got a meeting. Giving so much of yourself to someone else, it ain't easy. This a letter to my heart, the love you got, better keep it. You try to give to someone else and you gon' end up in pieces. You done torn this old image, trying to get a feeling. No matter how many bitches I fuck, I still feel it. No matter how many times I say I'm good, it don't heal it. If I'm chilling with a bitch, I don't need you third wheeling. I'm like, fuck Valentine, I got a grudge with Cupid. If you got an arrow with my name on it, you better lose it. Dear heart, tell me why you fell in love with this shit, in love with that bitch. I promise one day I'ma get rich. I'm sick and tired of you blinding me, honestly. How the fuck I get stabbed in the back by a nigga in front of me? Fuck love, fuck these niggas, fuck these bitches, fuck the streets. Fuck having a good heart when I got a bad bitch under me. One more time, nigga, fuck love. I can't trust you, you trust love. Love will have a nigga out here dying bad and fucked up. Love will have tears in your eyes like nigga, what's love? Suwoo, my nigga, banging blood, but I don't trust blood. Fuck love. I can't trust you if you trust love. Love will have a nigga out here dying bad and fucked up. Love will have tears in your eyes like nigga, what's love? Suwoo, my nigga banging blood, but I don't trust blood. Because of you, I went against my better judgment with a bitch. I gotta watch you, you might fuck around and love another bitch. Because of you, I gotta go and fuck another bitch to get over the bitch that you done fell in love with. I'm sorry for the shit I did. I'm sorry, I don't let you get close enough to a bitch to see what love is. But it's your fault and that's the way it is. I don't wanna see you hurt, cause when you hurt, that shit gon' really bring tears. Dear heart, how you blacker than me? But I here still trying to love like you ain't never been bleeding. Dear heart, you don't get it and I don't get a reason why you ain't screaming fuck love till the day you stop bleeding. Time, nigga, fuck love. I can't trust you if you trust love. Love will have a nigga out here dying bad and fucked up. Love will have tears in your eyes like nigga, what's love? Suwoo, my nigga banging blood, but I don't trust blood. Fuck love. I can't trust you if you trust love. Love will have a nigga out here dying bad and fucked up. Love will have tears in your eyes like nigga, what's love? Suwoo, my nigga banging blood, but I don't trust blood.
Okay, welcome back to Unapologetic Girl Talk, and it's your host, Angela.
And Shan. Hey, we're back, and we're still chatting about First Date 101, okay? So, we are just going to dive right back into it, Sister Girl. Did you get your drink on the break?
Sister Girl. Really?
Sister girl. Did you get your drink on the break?
You think you feel like I got a roller set talking about sister girl. Don't call me that. That's it.
You never had a roller set? You did.
I did. I even had a roller set ponytail that I put in the microwave for one time and caught on fire, but that's neither here nor there.
Anyway. So, since we already started with your first date and how it affected you, so when you do go on a date, do you plan it? Who plans it? Do you prefer to plan it, or would you let the person who asked you out on a date to plan it?
Okay. Now, in my opinion, I feel that both the male and the female should plan dates. And I say that because women always want to be, you know, catered to and adored and all this effort put forth to, you know, date and show your interest in them. And I definitely understand that, especially in the beginning. But, ladies, I also think it is very important to also take your man out and show him that you appreciate him as well. Like, show that same interest and desire to be his partner. Like, sis, you can pay for dinner. Like, you done saved on the last 6 dates. You can buy a little something. And
yeah,
you,
I agree.
And let me also say that, like, women don't, they have a problem with spending money on men. That's another topic. So, men and women, when
can't
y'all
wait.
Go on dates, y'all don't have to spend no whole bunch of money. It's the thought and the effort that is put into the date that people really care about.
Mm-hmm.
I like for a man to plan me a date if it is of substance, and I also like to plan dates. So, you know, either way, and please, I really hate that that whole movie date thing, that dinner in the movie. If you take me to dinner before the movie, I'm going to fall asleep at the movie. And then if you take me to the movie before you take me to dinner, I'm going to be hungry at the movie. So let's
just
not. And then I also feel like we can't genuinely date and get to know each other if we're in an atmosphere or in a setting that we can't even talk to get to actually know each other. Like, let's do something. Let's create experiences. Let's get out there and, like, really date each other and find out who each other is, put each other in different situations where, you know, even at the beginning, we can test out, do you have my back or not? We can go paintballing. You got my back or not?
Girl. Shit.
So what about
gotcha.
You? Who do you think plans the date?
Well, I would like to be a part of the planning of the date, you know, because we can, you know, come up with some ideas or some things that we both enjoy doing instead of trying to.
Sometimes.
Not all the time. Sometimes. It's good for, you know, if, like you said, if it's, you're not trying to take me out to a bar, you know, something like that. If it, like you said, if it has substance, yes, go ahead, surprise me with the romantic date, but don't buy me flowers. I don't like flowers. Just putting that out there.
But wait. But when you say surprise me with the romantic date,
well, not flowers,
date, because
I'm sorry,
everybody's sense of romantic date is not the same.
I don't
so
like
So does
ranges.
That mean I got to do
ranges.
All out and do the most, you know, like surprise
no.
you with an outfit and dress on the bed?
No.
And...
It's the simple things to me mean that you're really putting effort. You're not trying to buy me. Because, you know, some guys try to buy you, like, really. I don't
Well, I ain't met none of them yet, but if you're looking for somebody to put.
I ain't talking. Yeah. Don't start. That's another show. But, yeah, I mean, like, the little simple stuff is, you know, pull your little heartstrings a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's for me, like, you know, the effort of you going out and say, get a little book that says 1,000 ways to love you more, or like coupons. Yeah, like little simple stuff like that.
That sounds like you've been in the sex shop, fam.
No, I haven't. It's quarantine.
Yep, that
sounds
like Spencer.
Coronavirus!
I have not, ma'am. I have not. But, yeah, I think that the planning should go both ways. Not all the time, but definitely both parties.
Let me tell you where you lost me.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you where you lost me. When you said you don't like flowers.
Well, not flowers. I take flowers back, like roses. I don't like roses.
Oh, okay.
Flowers,
And roses,
you know, the color.
About it. I need it.
Yeah, roses. I'll take flowers. You know, I'll take my allergy medicine and stuff like that, you know,
yeah,
afterwards. But, yeah, I don't really care for roses. Our flowers.
Because
I really
a lot of women
flowers,
do say, like, I don't want no roses. But roses make me feel nice. Like, have you ever had some roses on your nightstand? I require flowers in my room, like fresh flowers every week. And, yes, I will purchase them for myself. But, anyway. When you wake up in the morning, you just see those fresh flowers sitting there. Don't they just make your heart smile just a little bit? Like, today is going to be a great day. You get up and you make your bed and be like,
yeah,
you know what? If somebody purchased them for you, be like, you know what? He really cares,
yeah,
about the kids.
The day that you get them, yeah.
You know what? Moving right along. So when you go on a date, do you drive your own car or you let them pick you up?
Because
some people think that a date is not a date if y'all not in the same car.
I mean, it depends. It depends. Like, if I am getting picked up, I really must feel your vibe. But not this day and age, I drive my own car. You can meet up. Yeah, I'm going to meet you there.
I, you know, that first date, being that this day and age, as you stated, like, we meet each other in so many different settings that sometimes driving your own car is preferred just for that initial comfort.
Mm-hmm.
So first date, you know, driving your own car, that makes a whole lot of sense. And also,
yeah,
if you ain't feeling that person and this y'all first date, nobody want to be stuck the whole entire time thinking in their head, like, I can't wait to leave and not talk to this person ever again. Because if you're in your own car, it's like, yeah, I'm going to go on and take off because this ain't it. Like,
burning
this ain't it. But
yeah,
if we do
I agree.
Travel in the same car, open my door.
Please.
You hear me.
Please.
I don't care if we're going to the corner store. Open the door.
Please and thank you. Like, come on. It's not dead. Like, just do it. Like, come on. And don't tell me. If I'm staring at you and you talk about, and you in your car talking about it's unlocked, no, keep it locked. I'll call Uber.
Yo,
like,
look, let me tell you what happened to me one day. So me and this guy, we went to the store, right? We went to the grocery store, and I'm on the passenger side. He getting the groceries out. I'm putting them in the back seat. Cool. I'm just standing there, and he going to look at me through the other side of the door and say, your door didn't unlock? I just turned my head like I ain't hear what he said. So then he walks around.
Wow.
He's in the car, cracked a joke or two on my little tiny booty or whatever, and we got in the car. But it was so cute because I really understand his energy, and it was like the funniest thing ever, y'all. Like, I laughed so hard.
I bet you did. Shoot, I would have reached over and opened it for you in the inside. No, I'm joking.
No, he actually walked all the way around, too. I was like, oh, look at him. Chivalry ain't
dead.
That's
sweet. That is so
yeah,
sweet. So cute, so cute.
Whatever.
So
another question about first date.
Yes, ma'am.
Do you kiss on the first date?
Coronavirus for 500.
Cool. Coronavirus!
You know what, right now?
Coronavirus!
Right on the cool. You know? Yeah, that topic, right? That question right there could lead into a couple more topics. So we might. We're
yeah,
going to answer that as a yes or no. We won't elaborate. And I'm going to stay in between. I'm going to say maybe.
I'm
a no.
I'm going to say maybe, but you know what? Yeah, you guys can call in and let us know how you feel about kissing on the first date. Go ahead and call in at 347-202-0389 and don't forget to press 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Another question. So give me like two of your dating do's and don'ts.
Well, we already hit one of them. Be a gentleman and open the door. Like, we appreciate that. It goes a long way. It's like, so many people don't do this. Like, please, what's wrong with that? just be a gentleman. Okay, that's a do for me. A don't is, I'll have to say, I can't, well, don't show up late. Please don't show up late. That's a big no-no for me. Don't show up late. Another no is, don't bring your friend with you. Don't bring your friend with you.
That could be weird, guys. That could be weird.
And a do, I will have to say, I have to say, you can bring me a gift.
What the fuck? Excuse my language, but really?
No,
who do you
that was
think
just...
you are? Who do you think you are?
I'm saying, just, you know, something small, just to say, hey, you know,
flower.
This is the flower.
I hope somebody bring you a croissant.
I take it. I could just take it off and put it in the trash afterwards. No, I'm joking. No, but seriously, another do is, if we're planning a date and I tell you a place like, or something that I've never done before, and I'll just list those things for you, and you, and I tell you to decide, and you choose the one that I really, really wanted to do. Like, just listen. That's a do for me. Listen to me. Just listen to me. You'll be okay. Your turn, ma'am.
Okay. Okay.
What's your do's and don't? I'm ready. I got my note, my paper out, so I can write it down.
A do for me is, do open my doors. Please open my doors. And do compliment me. Like, gas me up. Tell me I look beautiful. I don't care how many times you think I've heard it. Tell me that I look beautiful. Tell me that, you know, you see the effort that I put in. Let me know that you're feeling the kid. Of course, I know I'm amazing, but I also want you to be able to see that as well and acknowledge
okay.
that.
Yeah.
Don't. Do not be on your phone. Now, I understand emergencies happen. You know, you got kids and stuff like that. Okay, I get that. But you're not going to be on your phone on social media. Like, baby, I will get up and go. I can look at social media at home by myself with my homegirl. We can have a whole conversation about the lack thereof interest. So,
yeah.
Do not be
I
on
agree.
Your phone. That's number one. For me.
That's rude.
And
that's
number it. Two. What is my number two? I don't even know.
What is it?
I'm not sure. I really don't know what my number two is, because number one makes me so angry and people do it all the time. I would say number two is,
don't come up sagging.
I don't like when people don't be like themselves. Like, I don't like when people are dating me and they feel like they got to say certain things or be a certain person for me to actually have a genuine interest. Like, I really try to stress to people all the time, just be yourself. Like, you ain't got to act like you got something that you don't have. You ain't got to act like you're somebody that you aren't. You ain't got to act like you got some feelings or say the things that you think I want to hear, because I don't like any of that. And a lot of times I already know that you're full of shit. And, you know, just don't do it. Just, let's just be ourselves and, like, really feel the vibe of each other. And everything can work out from there. But the moment I sense that, you know, it's not genuine, it's fake, I'm not even here for it no more. Like, and even on the first date, sometimes you got to be really honest with a person. And, you know, some people take it as aggressive, some people don't. When they ask you, you know, like, what you looking for right now? Hey, go on, lay it out. Because me being who I am, if I like you, I done planned our whole life together in the first set. Okay?
Because you know what?
So, if you already like, you know what, I'm just living in the moment right now. I'm just out here dating, see who I like, see what I want to happen or not happen, and you let it go from there. Don't be afraid to lose me in the process of being honest. Okay?
Hello.
Because you're going to lose me in the lie. You don't get an amen. Thank you.
Yes, I agree with you about that phone, though. Like, please. It's so rude. Don't do that. That means you're showing me you're not interested. Whatever you're looking at on that phone has your attention when I'm supposed to have your attention. Then we can go ahead and wrap that up. I don't want them to go play. You leave first.
That's really, really, really true. Have you ever been in a situation where somebody been on their phone on the date?
No. Yeah, me. I've been on. No, I'm joking. No, I haven't.
I believe you. Honestly, I really believe you because you are that. Yeah.
No, I wouldn't do that.
I can tell by the way you just said it's a lie. Yes, you did. You did that, dog. Excuse me.
No,
I asked her. She picked up her phone when y'all was on the date. Please call in or message me in a private DM message and let me know how you felt when she did that.
No, I did not.
Because you don't deserve that.
That's not true. I wouldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put it on silent and put it away. I would. But as soon as I get in that car, though, I'm calling you.
Well, why, though?
I'm calling you. Y'all didn't ride together.
Hey, another question. Like, when y'all ride together, do you still take a picture of the license plate and send it to somebody? Because I do that.
Yeah. Address.
Even my mama. I send. Baby, if I been to your house, trust and believe, my mama got your address. Either my mama or my best friend. Oh, to the wheel.
Yeah.
You gonna kidnap me and be selling my body for it. You know how much a kid can go for on the black web?
That's another show.
Right,
he's down.
You ain't gonna sell these good organs, baby. I take care of myself.
Today's show has really, really been interesting. I learned a lot about you today.
Girl, stop.
I can't even
learn this.
Okay, guys.
You can't believe.
You started early.
Damn, I just the day you act like I was smashing in the seventh grade.
No.
Yes, I said smashing.
No. Well, I can say today's episode was amazing. I enjoyed chatting with you, Miss Angela. Don't do that. So, guys, thank you for tuning in. Yes, I said that. What do you have to say? Okay,
thank you all for tuning in.
Thank you for tuning in. And once again, you can always contact us on all of our social media platforms. That our email is unapologeticgirltalk1@gmail.com. Our Instagram is unapologetic_girltalk. And our Twitter name is unapologeticgi2. Remember, you can always send in questions or if you have a topic that you think we would like to discuss on one of our episodes, you can go ahead and message us or email us or send us a DM, and we'll read over them and see if your topic is on the show, one of the show topics of the week.
Right. Or at least figure out a way to, like, you know, have a discussion session about it so that we can kind of address everything that our listeners do want to listen to. I mean, everything our listeners do want to talk about. That was funny. Don't be with no foolishness, please, because y'all be trying it. Y'all be sounding like spam, but y'all always be trying it from these accounts that ain't got no face on them.
Right.
Play with your mama.
Yes, please.
I'm gonna know you in your eye, fam. I'm just kidding, guys. That's not how I really act. I was just kidding. It's the energy drink, I think.
Don't believe the hype, guys. And also don't forget to go look for the book by Pastor Michael Ty. It's called Relationship Goals. And trust me, you want to go get the book and make sure that you get the study guide. Do something different. If you're tired of being, you know, not knowing what to do in certain type of relationships, and it's not just a love connection
romantic
type of relationship, romantic. Mm-hmm. Thank you. It's not just about romantic relationships. So it's definitely going to be a good read. So you guys should check it out. Don't you think, Angela?
Yeah. I do also agree. So make sure y'all check that book out and do understand that we have so much more wonderful topics and girl talk, chit-chat conversations to come about. And also remember, if you missed the live recording, you can always catch the replay. Like for real. Make sure y'all catch the replay. And it is available on all platforms, iTunes, Spotify, TuneIn, iHeartRadio, because we're amazing like that. So make sure y'all check us out. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
And tell a friend to tell their baby daddy and baby mama.
Okay, you tell them to many people. Because when you got to the baby daddies and baby mamas, that's when the drama has started. But, like, no, really. So, you know, tell a friend to tell a friend to definitely check us out. Listen to what we have to say. Be involved. Put, you know, in your two cents, chit-chat with us. We're always here and open for a conversation.
Yes.
And sometimes maybe even a debate.
Yeah,
make sure y'all check us out next week, next Thursday,
at
9 p.m.
At 9.
You were done? I thought you were about to say something. So, yes, each and every Thursday, guys, we'll be here to chat with you, both your hosts, Angela and
Shan,
on Unapologetic Girl Talk.
Peace out.